Galvin, you know I am a very big Evel Knievel fan.
Yes.
When we were kids, Evel Knievel was larger than life.
Superhero.
He literally was a superhero. I remember watching him jump. I don't remember the Caesar's Fountains. I've seen it a million times, but I don't remember watching it live. I the only one that I remember watching live on television, and I want to say it was hosted by Telly Savalas, because they had celebrities there, was Evel Knievel jumped a pool of what they called man-eating sharks.
Man-eating sharks. That's right, baby. Man-eating sharks in there.
It was Evel Knievel around Jaws time. That's why man-eating sharks is a big
sense.
Deal.
Yeah.
And they had a pool, and it was filled with sharks, and it took an hour for them to talk about how he was going to do it. And then at the very end, he jumped it, and Evel Knievel style, when he got to the other side, he crashed and hit the wall and got up and thumbs up and... That was Evel Knievel's deal.
Now, was that before or after Fonzie jumped the shark?
That was before. Fonzie jumped the shark in the 80s.
Okay.
And Fonzie jumped the shark when Happy Days had finally been done.
Right.
But Evel literally jumped the pool of man-eating sharks. Had he fallen in that pool and hit one of the sharks, they would have ate him.
Sure.
But, of course, he'll be known for his biggest failure ever, and that is Snake River Canyon. That is where he attempted in a rocket car to go from one end of the Grand Canyon to the other. Now, I have read a lot about this. Evel Knievel says he knew damn well that rocket was not going to make it, that he hoped that the safety device saved him. And one of the reasons that he didn't stop it is because he had already cashed a $2 million check that CBS Sports had written him, or ABC Sports. And he knew getting into that rocket that it was going to end bad for him. And sure enough, it did. The parachute opened, he crashed to the ground.
Right.
And I think he broke a lot of bones.
And the reason he went through with it, though, is because he's Evel effing Knievel.
Yeah, how many times I've heard that? That's great, though.
That's the perfect line.
And you got to say it with a snarl.
Right.
So Evel Knievel was my neighbor, as I've talked about a bunch of times for years. When Pete and I lived together in Feather Sound, he and his wife Crystal lived in the building next to us. My very first time meeting him was when I moved back to Florida in 1995. At the Dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
He was at the bar, and I couldn't believe he was there, and I wanted to take a picture with him. When he left in some sort of crazy James Bond-looking car that I'd never seen before, and he was a little bit smashed. Evel liked to drink.
Was it like an Aston Martin or something? Or?
Yeah, I think it was an Aston Martin, and I think that he had some work done to it to customize it him.
Yeah, you would
so
imagine.
So it looked weird. And that was the first time they said, can we call you a cab? I don't need a cab. I'm goddamn Evel Knievel, and I'm only going over the Howard Franklin Bridge. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow, that is cooler than I could ever imagine. And then later on, when we lived in the same building together, there was inside storage, and he had his motorcycle, which I don't know what he drove. If it was a Harley or whatever. It was a big, heavy bike, custom painted for him. And it was when he was going through all the problems with his liver, and he had kidneys, and he had to have transplants.
Right.
And he was walking and pushing the bike, and he almost fell over. And Pete said to him, hey, Evel, you want me to give you a hand with that? And he said, I don't need your help. I'm Evel, goddamn, I'm Evel effing Knievel,
right.
Is what he said.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just what made him. It's what made him cool. And we've had him on the show before. Before he passed away, he pulled one of the all-time greatest stunts on me in the middle of a press conference. After he had his transplant, he had worldwide media there, and he pointed at me, and he's right. Did I ever tell you this?
No, I don't think so.
So the room is filled with people. Like, there are literally 100 people there.
Right.
And I'm standing in the back, just kind of observing, and he gets to, they wheel him to the wheelchair to the microphone. It's him and the doctors, and he leans, and he goes, before I go forward with this press conference, I want that guy removed. And he pointed to me, and I was like, me? And he's like, yeah, I remember you. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he goes, I remember you. When I was in here on my deathbed, they wheeled me in, and they wheeled me past that guy, and he stopped, and he looked at me, and he looked down, and he goes, hey, can I have your shoes? And everything just stopped, and then he goes, gotcha. And I went, yes, you did, Evel Knievel, and everybody laughed, and it was a nice little icebreaker way to start
right.
it, and I almost had a heart attack, and for the next 20
kidding.
Minutes, my heart was racing. I'm like, what is going on? What is he doing to me? But anyway, Eddie Braun is a guy who I didn't know about before this.
Right.
He is a stuntman, and he's got a Kickstarter campaign. He's trying to raise money so that he could jump the Snake River Canyon on September 17th. And I don't know why anybody would want to do this, because it is. Now, I didn't want to see what's his face walk across it?
Nick Willenda.
I wanted to see him fall.
Mm-hmm,
but
sure.
When he went across it, I was amazed because that I just the sheer height alone was enough to make you lose your mind.
You know who would not jump this? Eddie Brains.
That was terrible. Eddie Braun versus Eddie Brains? Yeah, that was. That might be your worst joke ever. Although I'd like to see him do this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch.
But at the same time, I also like to see him crash.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show for the very first time before his untimely death in September. This is stuntman Eddie Braun. Eddie Braun, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'm glad I got to talk to you before September because it may not be good after that.
Oh, come on, Mike. I think I can nail it.
Well, listen, I hope you do. Although you got to know, just like Evel Knievel, that people are so attracted to these sort of stunts because even though we might like you as a guy, like we have Nick Willenda on the show, and he seems like an all right guy, but I'd love to see him fall.
Well, Mike, Evel Knievel once famously said, hey, nobody wants to see me die, but they don't want to miss it if I do.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. What have you done before this? That you think that you're ready to jump the Snake River Canyon?
Well, I have a 32-year career of a professional stuntman, stunt coordinator that I'm pretty proud of. So if I look at this thing, if I take all the hype and all the emotion out of it, it's basically an action sequence like I do in several films.
Well, yes. Okay, so you're definitely prepared from a stunt level, but from a science level, could Evel, like I read about Evel, and I was just explaining to the audience, Evel and Crystal were my neighbors for a while. I know what kind of lunatic he was. Did not have the science that you have available now. Could this job be done? Well, could he have done it?
Well, Mike, you have to understand, first of all, the context in which I'm doing this. Sure, in today's modern age of carbon fiber and computer technologies and drones, it's not a technological feat at all. It's nothing.
Right.
But I'm doing it in the exact same rocket with basically steam as he did it. That's wherein lies the coolness of it. Like I said, anybody can do it with carbon fiber computers and drones. How many people can do it exactly as Evel Knievel did it?
Evel Knievel couldn't do it.
Right.
So that's what worries me.
Well, first of all, I like to say that you know, people refer to this as I'm jumping the canyon. I'm attempting. I would never be so bold as to say that I've got it in the bag. I'm attempting it just like my childhood hero did. And the other thing is, you know, there was only one Evel Knievel. I mean, he was the greatest of his era and everything, and I'm not him.
Right.
I'm not doing something that Evel Knievel could not do. I am simply finishing out the dreams of my boyhood hero.
Oh,
that's all.
And I think it's great. We always say, other than Evel Knievel, there really is no modern day risk taker like that. There's a couple of the BMX guys and the motorcycle riders, but nobody's doing just crazy to be crazy.
Well, and I'm not crazy, and I don't have a career of being crazy. You have to understand my motivation for doing this. You know, I'm kind of ending my career as a professional stuntman. I'm very proud of what I've been able to do and the opportunities I've been given. I met Evel Knievel as a child. That's the whole reason I became a stuntman, just because, you know, he put his arm around me. The guy had a cape on. I mean, he was a superhero. I met him as a kid, and from that point on, I didn't want to be anything else but a professional stuntman.
Wow.
At the end of my career now, you know, why not pay homage to the guy that gave me the motivation for everything that I've became?
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I think it's certainly a wonderful way for you to wrap up your career. The Team Evel Spirit has a Kickstarter. You can go to Kickstarter.com and search Team Evel Spirit, and Eddie's trying to raise money. Now, I just this last Saturday or Friday was talking to Slash. He was here in Orlando. How do you know Slash, and how is he involved in this?
Evel Knievel inspired a generation of people. And you know, Slash, I knew Slash was an Evel fan. I mean, I had met Slash years ago through some friends. We became buddies. And when he found out I was doing this, he was like, oh, man, you know, I want to do something for this. And I said, oh, okay, cool. And he approached Sir Elton John, I believe, and got permission to re-record Rocketman. Slash wanted to give me a theme song for this endeavor. And so they went into Sunset Sound in Hollywood and redid Rocketman for me.
That's great.
How cool is that?
That is so very great, cool. Man.
And what Slash wanted to do, much like I want to do, is I want to bring this jump to the masses. If anybody that's into Evel Knievel, anybody that's into anything cool like that, and what we did was, you know, although I've self-financed every penny of this rocket and everything, all out of my own pocket, right? So this is definitely not a for-profit venue.
Right.
But the one thing, after spending well over $1.5 million of my money to secure all this, make sure it can happen, the one thing I could not afford after that is to get it to everybody. So we figured, hey, we could live stream this thing to anybody that wants to see it.
Sure.
For almost nothing. And in order to do that, we started a Kickstarter page. It's evilspirit.com. Evil with an E. EVELspirit.com.
Right.
And and Slash says, hey, let's make the song available to everybody. So for like $5, you know, that's cheaper than a pizza, you can get a song from Slash, the redo of Rocket Man, and the live stream. I mean, you know, that's kind of cool. Yeah, for like $5.
I think it's good. Look, I think it's great. And I think anybody like you and me who is a fan of Evel, who would like to see, his spirit brought back alive through this, and you be able to complete your career by successfully doing this, I think it's worth a couple of bucks.
Yeah, Mike, let me ask you. First of all, there's a reason I named my rocket the Evel Spirit and not the Eddie Brock. It's not really about me. It's about all of us that were kids. I mean, my first injury was a broken arm because I was trying to jump trash cans on my Schwinn Stingray. I mean, Evel Knievel inspired so many people. Every X Games athlete in every extreme sport, they all the DNA, they all have Evel Knievel to thank for how things progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for me to do this, again, this is my own private homage to Evel Knievel. I'm not doing this to aspire to move higher. I'm doing this as a thank you and a good night and a graceful exit to a business I've been proud of, all because I was inspired by Evel Knievel. I mean, I venture, how many people can say they got to fulfill the dreams of their hero?
No, and meeting them as a child and then carrying it through there, I think it's great. I I was talking about earlier, I remember out of all the things Evel did, he jumped a pool of man-eating sharks in the 70s. It was great white sharks, I assume, in a pool during around the time when Jaws was big. I had to be like 4 or 5 years old. And then later on, we were neighbors. We lived next door to each other in the same building. So I got to make it come full circle just from being a fan. So to be in your shoes is fantastic. I hope you have huge success with this. Kickstarter.com, Team Evel Spirit. Throw in a couple bucks, yeah, you get a Slash song, you get to help Eddie out, and we get to see this happen.
Well, yeah, anybody can go. They can either go to Facebook and follow Return to Snake River and see what we're doing and how we're doing it, or you can go to evilspirit.com and you can download all the information right there and share. Hey, there's a little evil in all of us, I think, you know?
What is the possibility? Like, is there a chance that this isn't going to happen, or is September 17th a go date either way?
No, it's going to happen. I guaranteed that by spending over $1.5 million of my own dollars to have the land, the rocket. So it's going to happen. And we've been shooting a documentary the whole time for this past 3 years. We've been filming a documentary. So at worst, I do this. It's in our documentary, and I have the satisfaction of completion. At best, everybody will rally behind and go to evilspirit.com and download it, and I can share it with everybody. See, the networks wanted to air this in the beginning, but they got cold feet. They backed out, thinking that, hey, you're doing something that no one else has ever attempted except for Evel Knievel, and he barely lived through it. Mm. So at the last minute, the networks backed out. And I said, well, you know, I wasn't doing it for that motivation anyways, so I'm going to proceed. But then along the way, people like Slash says, you've got to get this to everybody. I said, well, the only way I can afford to get it to everybody is to raise the funds and live stream it. So It's going to happen on September the 17th, this September, a little over a month.
Good.
Whether, you know, the world gets to see it or not is up to them, basically. I mean, you go to evilspirit.com and download it if you want.
And let's hope that we're not watching the documentary called How Eddie Braun Died. I don't want to yeah. watch that.
No. Hey, listen, come on. I'm not a crazy guy. I'm not a foolish guy. I don't think I'd undertake this
right.
if I didn't think I could nail it.
Well, good. I want you to nail it. I'm happy for you, and I think this would be a great way to end your career. And, again, Kickstarter, search Team Evil Spirit, throw a couple of bucks Eddie's way, and let's make this awesome. Dude, great job, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And like I said, we'll see how it turns out. And if you care, go to evilspirit.com, and it'll tell you how to see it if you want.
I'm going to check it out for sure. Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, thank you so much.
Good luck, buddy. There you go. Eddie Braun, the man who will soon die in Snake River Canyon. No, I'm just kidding.
You never know, though.
No, you never know. But, I mean, just like Nick Willenda, I'm not going to walk across the Grand Canyon if I don't know I'm able to do it.
Right.
I mean, Nick tells you when he gets on. He's like, oh, I know I'm going to be fine. I told him that's why Nick needs to release monkeys on the wire or something, or fake a fall and catch himself and pull himself
back
up.
Start a fire on one end.
Yeah. Hurry up, Nick.
Right.
Hurry up, Nick. Or try to do it without saying Jesus every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
One of those things is going to stop him. But I'm looking forward to this. This will be good. And he's right. You don't need networks anymore.
By the way, what you have to have, if you're jumping Snake River Canyon and you have Slash doing the song Rocket Man, you need to have him doing it live there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
he does on the cliff.
On the mountain and Don't Cry.
Right.
Yeah. Just stand on the, he'll stand on the other side. You jump towards Slash when he's playing. I think this would be pretty cool. Anybody that's about our age will know what it was like to watch Evil do all these stunts as a kid, and anybody who is a little younger will know the legend.
Yeah.
And to see somebody pick that up and the guy not be so full of himself, you know, to just say, hey, following the dream, doing what Evil did, you know, and trying to follow his hero, I think that's pretty respectable. All right, Eddie Braun, the superhero, again, Kickstarter. Search Team Evil Spirit or at teamevilspirit.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.